Good morning, everyone, and welcome back on No Fear of the Robots. And actually, today is also No Fear of the Virus, because we are speaking from the fenced Milan, except there is no blockade at all. The city is open for business just as usual, and we are too. So don't listen to the shenanigans of journalists, media. This is all way exaggerated, but anyway, this is a great opportunity for me to speak about a topic that I was thinking about in the last months, and this situation these days, this risk of a global recession due to the risk of the pandemic, which is not, by the way, but anyway, gives me the opportunity to speak about this topic, and this is distributed manufacturing. Okay, distributed manufacturing is one of those popular topics about Industry 4.0 that everybody is looking at, and it is yet very unclear of what is gonna be, because everybody is can imagine very, very easily what distributed manufacturing means if we are talking about 3D printing and sending the single files of the components across the ocean with an email, and have a local workshop with a 3D printing capacity to print those parts and send them to your customer. Now this becomes a little bit, well, much more complicated if we are talking about machines, assembled machines, all these kind of stuff. Normally what a company would need to do to try to assess distributed manufacturing is to, well, actually to find local producers capable of delivering the same kind of material that the company can do in their headquarters. Okay, or at least their production sites around the world. They need to assess this quality. They need to guarantee that the quality is maintained through the time. And also they need to take care that the local producer, the local manufacturer that is going to take care of making the components, is not going to steal business from the main company. So how to do that? Well, of course, bigger companies like corporations, multinationals, have a strong leverage in this case. It's called brand, of course. Okay, they may be copied, but the brand is still their bigger asset to protect their investment, their know-how, and their technology. For a small company that may be high quality, maybe even bigger quality than a corporation, this is much, much more complicated. But let's try to investigate the possibilities that we have here, because what we need to do to try to make distributed manufacturing available to SMEs is basically a collection of lots of different technologies that we already discussed. So we need to put together, well, for sure, 3D printing. We need to put together AR. We need to put together AR because we need to have a platform to make remote assistance to the local supplier, to explain him step by step how to assemble your components. And then, of course, AR can also help to, well, not at the status of the technology right now, but it's for sure going in that direction, can allow to verify dimensions, verify the quality, and so on and so forth. Now, another thing that it's not so used at the moment, because it's used for local suppliers, but it's not so much used for distance ones, is to use CNC machines. So everybody has a CNC machine these days. The thing is that in my experience, very few SMEs use CAD/CAM to pass the drawings of the parts to be manufactured to the suppliers. Many suppliers still work component by component, hand by hand, to be able to, produce the components and insert the program inside their CNC machines. So this is another thing that SMEs must improve if they want to approach distributed manufacturing. What else? Well, the other thing I would say is that it would be important to have a network of supplier and not to rely on one single distributor or agent to send business to the distant country. This is, of course, to divide the risk of being copied, divide the risk of losing the grip of the market, but also to allow your contacts in that customer to do what they are capable of doing best. Of course, if you will be looking for one local distributor that has a full-scale manufacturing capability and also assembly capability and also maybe system integration capability, this is going to be a very tough task. And what you are looking for in this situation is really not a partner, but it's a competitor. So it's not a winning situation. So the ideal situation is to work possibly with the Chamber of Commerce. I would work actually backwards. So try to identify the distributor first in order to have, reduced area of operation, to look around for possible suppliers, and then get in contact with this possible supplier, validate them, make an assessment, and after that you can really try to begin to work this way. Of course, the IT platform to manage all of this must be extremely solid, extremely consistent. And it, of course, it's not a surprise that all the major producers, all the major companies that makes ERPs and all these kind of production management programs are working in that direction. I don't think anybody has yet found the killer application or the sweet spot to do this. This is not a surprise because there are so many different applications, so many different industries, that's impossible to apply one single working model to everybody. But the solution is out there. The only things that keeping us back is that we are not used to work this way. We are not used to outsource some activities. And if we are used to do our service activities, we are not used to, let's say, control them from remote. So most of our sub-suppliers usually are in a limited area around our factory. This, of course, have to change if you want to approach distributed manufacturing. But I believe that for SMEs, and these days, the lessons that we are being taught these days with this awful epidemic situation is suggesting that it may be the correct time to approach these kind of topics and try to develop a program, possibly. Could be a good idea to work together with competence centers and universities, because fresh mind that come from outside the company may have a better chance of finding the correct working model. But this situation right here is a great opportunity. Sorry, I digress a little bit, because I'm going to the office. As I said, it's business as usual here, and the mountains in front of me are just spectacular. These days there is a little bit of wind that's blowing the clouds away. We can see hundreds of kilometers away. We see the Alps fully covered of snow, and I only wish I could do like the other people in Milan, that it's not like they are not in the city because they are scared. They are not in the city because they are on the ski slopes, and my knees this year are preventing me to do that. I'm hurt, I must say. Anyway, back to the topic, spectacular. Back to the topic, this is should be taken as an opportunity. We have the opportunity to unlock different business models, and I think in the future I will be talking about this topic again from multiple point of view, because I believe that there are lots and lots of possible way to handle this. I'm thinking about blockchain or something like that for validating the drawings, but we will discuss this. I'm thinking to interview some of my friends who are expert in blockchain. But anyway, this is just the first episode about distributed manufacturing. I think that there is a lot to discuss here, and there are bigger opportunities to come in the future in this area of operation. So this is it for today. Have a nice weekend. Sorry to have waited until Friday to do this, but as you can imagine, the whole situation changed our priorities for this week. I truly hope that next week is going to be much more normal. Have a nice weekend again. Remember, don't be afraid, because for sure we in Milan are not. Bye.